California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. This week, Governor Jerry Brown did sign AB 1066, the overtime bill for farm workers, despite pushback from agricultural groups and farm workers in the state. Ian LeMay, Director of Member Relations and Communications of the Fresno-based California Fresh Fruit Association, anticipates that not only will farmers in the state lose, but farm workers, exports, and possibly consumers will lose as well.
This is going to have a very, very big impact. It's definitely going to change the way in which our members have to approach doing business.
California farmers will need to solve the puzzle of how to achieve the same amount of work in fewer hours per day, said LeMay. They will consider hiring double crews, increasing mechanization in packing facilities, orchards and vineyards, and reducing farm acreage to match their workforce. Or for those commodities that require increased labor, you could see a transition to commodities like nut crops that use less labor. But more mechanization is on the table, said LeMay.
Mechanization is going to be looked at both in the packing facilities, but also out in the orchard and vineyard.
For years, California farm employees accrued overtime pay only after working a 10-hour day instead of an 8-hour day like most other employees in California. AB 1066 changes the overtime rules for farm workers by gradually lowering overtime thresholds in steps over the next 4 years, so farm workers will eventually earn overtime after an 8-hour day. The California Farm Ministry has appreciated the prior overtime policy, according to LeMay, because agriculture is not a typical 52-week type of job. The workload of farming ebbs and flows with the seasons, weather, cultural practices, and tasks. So farm workers have appreciated the opportunity to work extra hours and earn overtime during busier phases.
And that's the disappointing part about this. Of course, our member businesses are going to be impacted, but the reality is it's the farm employee who's going to be impacted most by this piece of legislation.
And making matters worse is the down periods of the farm. Farm workers generally collect unemployment, which is based on gross annual income. Now, by giving the farmer an incentive to reduce worker hours, farm workers' unemployment compensation may decrease as well.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
On Twitter, give us a follow at CalAgToday. This is California Ag Today.